Good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash year. We are holding in Parshas Veschanon by Kapitel Vav, Pasuk Yud. V'hoya ki yiviyacho Hashem leikecho elo oretz asher nishba lavisecho le'avraham le'yitzchak u'le'yakov loseis loch. It shall be when Hashem leikecho brings you to the land that Hashem swore to your avos, to Avraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov to give you. Orim gedoylois v'toyvois asher loy v'nisa. Great and good cities that you did not build. Pasuk Yud Aleph, uvotim aleim kol tov. Asher loy mileisa, houses that were filled with every good thing that you did not fill. Uvoyreis chatzuvim asher loy chotzavta. And these cisterns of water that were hewn out, carved out, that you did not carve them out. Kramim, orchards, vizesim, and olive trees, asher loinotota, that you did not plant. Viochalta, and you shall eat. Visavota, and be satisfied. So there's a whole din over here. We'll mention it if Michael of a goy is metamtem es alev. So one of you trying to bring a bride from this pasuk that it's not yitochin that the Torah is going to tell you, v'yachalta v'savota, you shall eat and be satisfied if it's metamtem es alev. Because the pasuk says, Ribbono Shel Olam is going to leave you bottom laying kol tov that you didn't, ashaloy mileisa. And then the kramim, right, duvor is chatzuv mashaloy chatzav, the kramim is mashaloy natata. V'yachalta v'savota, the Torah is going to be metzavet you to eat the goyish zachen that they prepared for you. They worked so hard and they prepared it for you. Torah says that machol yakum are not metamtem es alev, somebody's trying to bring out, because it's not yitochin that the Torah is going to say, v'yachalta v'savota. No, it's Pashtas is talking about the Goyish food. The Chalta is about from the Goyish food. I mean, that's the Pashtas of the Pasuk. That's what it's going. What? Maybe it's going on what? Yeah, but they didn't plant anything. It says in the first they didn't plant. They're coming to Eretz Yisrael, and instead of planting and waiting a year till everything's ready, Benjamin says it's all prepared for you. It's take-home food. It's all there. You didn't even prepare it. It was prepared to you by the Goyim. Zok Rashi, Chatzuvim. Lefishu makim troshim, because it's a place of stony ground. Like Rashi says in Parashat Shlach, Sheva Shonim Nivnasa, Diva Masa Sheva Shonim Nivnasa. What does it mean? Usloyim, and there's a lot of rocks. Noifim by Loshin Chatziva. That's why the word of Chatziva applies to, because it gets carved out. Like anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael could see that there's so beautiful mountains around you. Shalayim hoverim sovavlo. Shalayim surrounded by mountains, and all of Eretz Yisrael is mountainous and gorgeous. There's different parts. There's the Bika, there's the valley, there's the Mishor, and then there's the Shvela. There's different parts. Al Kaponim, but it's beautiful, but there's a lot of stone. And that's one of the natural resources the Ribbono Shel Olam put into Eretz Yisrael, that they build of stone in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because they get it from the natural resources, from the mountains. Everything's here. It's Eretz Asher, Ein Hashem Lekecha Bo, Mireish Shon Adach Shon. It's Eretz that has everything. That's what we're saying. It's Kol Tov. Pasuk Yud Beis. Hishamer lecha, beware for yourselves. Pentishkachas Hashem, lest you forget Hashem. Asher itziachom mi'aretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avodim, who took you out of the land of Mitzrayim from the house of slaves. So Rashi mi'beis avodim, ketargum like Targum says mi'beis avdusa, from the house of slavery. Mi'mokim she'yisim sham avodim, from the place where you had been slaves, where you were avodim. Pasuk Yud Gimel, es Hashem leikecho tira. You shall fear, and him you shall serve. And in his name you shall swear. Zadrashi, Uvishmoy Tishaveya, Im Yeshpoy Kola Midas Alolu, if all these Midas you have in yourself, Shati Yari Yashmoy, that you fear the Ribbono Shel Olam's name, Voivadois, and you serve him. Then Oz Bishmoy Tishaveya, then in his name you shall swear. Shemitoich Shati Yari Eshmoy, because as a result of that you fear the Ribbono Shel Olam's name, Tezor Bishvuascha, you'll be careful with your Shvua, Vimlav, but if not, you don't have the Tnoyim that are mentioned in the beginning of the Pasuk, then Lois Yishova, you do not swear in his name. So you think it's easy to make a Shvua? Nein, you have to have all the Akdamas that it's mentioned before in the Pasuk. That if you have all these Midos, Tahainu, Yari Eshmoy, Yoivido Yisoy, then Bishmoy Tishavei as nish. Pasuk Yudalid, Loisei Leichun, Acharei Elohim Acherim, you shall not follow after the gods of others. Melehei Ho'amim Asher Sviv Aseichem, from the gods of the people who are around you. From the gods of the people who are around you, who are dinler choykin. The same is true for the gods of those peoples who are far away. But since you see those who are around you, that they're straying after their getchkes, the Torah has to tell you azor about them, the yoser especially. Because a person, like we saw, the Rambam says himself, in Perek Vov, Aplocha Aleph, of Hilchas Deis, that a person is affected from his surroundings. And if a person's in a Medina that's all bad, he should get out of there, the Rambam says. Go to the Midboris, to the Maoris, play out in the caves. Which the Chazanish said nowadays, that's the Batei Medrash, the yeshivas are the caves in the deserts. Stay away from the street, because the street has a influence on people. So the same thing over here, that since it's Yeroya Esvivasech, you see those who are around you, Toyim Achreim, they go after those getchkes, so the Torah has to specifically, especially, give you a Azar over here. Because a person is affected from his surroundings, a Dover Pashit. Pasuk Tezvav, Kiel Kan Hashem, Elokecha Bekirbecha, for Hashem is a zealous Hashem, Elokecha among you, Ken Yechera Af Hashem Elokecha Boch, lest the anger of Hashem Elokecha flare up against you, Veshmitcha Me'al Pneu Adam, and he will destroy you from upon the face of this earth. Pasuk Tezayin Lo Yisenasu Es Hashem Elokechem, you shall not test Hashem Elokechem. As you tested him at Masa. So Rashi, Kishayotsu Mimitzrayim, when you departed Mitzrayim, Shinisu Bamayim, when they tested him in the water, Shinemet says, Ayesh Hashem, Bikirbeinu is Hashem in our midst, you said. So when you tested him with the water, so don't test him. Loisinasum. Don't test the Ribbonish. Loisinasu is Hashem Likechem. Pasuk Yudzayin, Shamor, Tishmarunas, Mitzvah, Hashem Likechem. You shall surely be shomer, observe the mitzvahs of Hashem, Elokeichem, ve'edos v'chukov ashetzivoch, and his edos and his chukim that he has commanded you. Pasuk Yudches, v'osisa yosher v'atoiv be'eini Hashem, you shall do what is fear and what is good in the eyes of Hashem, which Chazal say is lefnim mishur sadin, umarim bov metziah. L'man yitav loch, so that it'll be good for you, uvasa, and you'll come, v'yarashtes ha'oritz, and you will come and take possession of the good land that Hashem Elokecha swore to your fathers. So Rashi, Yashiv Yatoiv, Zup Shor, this means making a compromise. Ulefnim Mishur Sadin, and going beyond the line of the law. What does that mean? Going beyond what the halacha requires. That's Lefnim Mishur Sadin. Pasuk Yutes. To thrust away, to push away all your enemies from before you. Kasher Dibur Hashem, as Hashem spoke. So Rashi, Veheichon Dibur, where did Hashem speak? Vahamoisias Kola Omvagoyim. It says, Ribbono Shel Olam says, I will confuse the entire people. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Chof. Ki Yisholcha Vincha Mochar Leimor, when your son will ask you tomorrow, saying, Moho Eidus Ve'achukim Ve'amishpotim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. What are the chukim and the mishpotim? And the Eidus that the Ribbono Shel Olam Elokeinu commanded you. The Drash, Ki Yisholcha Vincha Mochar, Yesh Mochar Shuach Azman, there could be instances when the word Mochar means after a long time. Or sometimes it means the day after today, or sometime in the future. So, obviously our Pasuk over here doesn't refer to immediately to the day following Moshe Rabbeinu saying this. It means, obviously, La'achar Zman. So it means, Kishol Chabin Chamach, meaning after, many, many years later, 4,000 years later, it could be many, many years later, in Tavshin Samach Tes, his son asks you. His son asks you, Tati, Mo Eidus V'achukim V'amishpotim Asher Tzivo, Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. This son over here is the son, the Ben Chacham. He says, Elokeinu, our God. He's not Hoitzi Atzmei Min HaKlal, like the Rosh is Hoitzi himself. Right? Min HaKlal. So you tell him, what are you going to tell him back? Pasuk Chof Aleph. V'amar to Levincho. You shall say to your child, to your son, Avadim Ayinu Lefari B'Mitzrayim. We were slaves to Pari in Mitzrayim. Vayotziyenu Hashem Yimitzrayim v'yod chazok, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. Pasuk Chof Beis, Vayiten Hashem oisayis u'moivsim gedoylim v'royim b'Mitzrayim b'faroi uvechol beisoi le'einenu. Hashem made these signs and wonders. That's written. Hashem oisei sumoivsim gedolim. These signs and wonders gedolim v'royim that were great and harmful against Mitzrayim, against the Egyptians. B'faroi against Paroi uvechol beisoi and his entire household le'einenu before our eyes. Pasuk of Gimel ve'isanu hoitzi misham, and he took us out of there. Leman, in order, havi esanu, to bring us, laseis lanu esa oritz, ashenish belav esenu, to give us the land that he swore to our others. Pasuk, chavdalid vayitzaveinu Hashem laso, he says, kol achukim ho'eile, leyiro es Hashem elikeinu, Hashem commanded us to do all these chukim, to fear Hashem elikeinu, letoiv lanu, for our good, kol hayamim, all the days, lechayesenu, to give us life, kayoy mazeh, as this very day. The whole tachlis was liyiras Hashem likeinu l'toyv lanu. That's for us, for our good. All the days to give us life on this, like this very day. Pasuk of hey utzadokat yelanu, and it will be a zchus for us. It will be a merit for us if we are careful. Ki nishmar lasois es kol hamitzvah hazois lifnei Hashem likeinu kasher tivanu. It'll be a schus for us if we are careful to do the entire tzivui and tzivuim of the Ribbono Shel Olam before Hashem Elikeinu as He commanded us. It's going to be only good for you. It's tzedakah tiyalanu. It's going to be a merit for us. With that, what brings us up to Shvi, we begin Kapitel Zayin. Kiviyacho Hashem Elikecho Ela Oretz Asher Atavo Shom L'Rishto. When Hashem Elikecho will bring you to the land in which you come to take possession of it. V'noshal goyim rabim miponecho, and He will cast many goyim, many nations away from before you. Hachiti, v'agirgoshi, v'amoiri, v'aknani, v'aprizi, v'achivi, v'ayivusi. Shiva goyim. These seven nations, rabim v'atsumim imeko, that are greater and mightier than you. So Drashi, v'noshal, and he'll cast away many of these nations. Loshon ashlocha. This is a loshon, an expression of throwing away. V'atazan, shooting away. V'chein, it says, v'noshal abarzel, the word v'noshal, and the iron shoots off. Pasuk Beis Unesanam Hashem Alikecha Lifonecha Vehikisam, and Hashem Alikecha will deliver them before you, and you will kill them, you will smite them. Hacharim Tacharim Oisam, you shall utterly destroy them. Leisichreis Lahem Bris, you shall not make a bris with them, a covenant with them. Veloisichonim, and you're not allowed to consider them favorably. So Rashi, Leisichonim Leisitin Lahem Chein, do not attribute favor to them. Also, like Adam Loimer, it's also for Yid to say, "Kamenog goyze." How beautiful is this Oyved Avodah Zarah, this goy? That is also to say. As I state in the Gemara, Avodah Zarah of Chof Amar Aleph, and see Rashi over there, Dibra Maskel Asitin Lemchem, as well as in the Gemara in Erichin Yudal Amar Aleph, and Rashi over there, Dibra Maskel Milsa Gav Orche Kamash Malon, as well as the Shulchan Aruch Yerdei Simin Kuf Nun Aleph Seif Yudalid. And the Sefer Seder Yaakov to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Dav Kuf Chof Dalid. Al Kolponim, it is also to say how beautiful this Oyved Avodah Zarah. Weiss, this is Dafkan Oyved Avodah Zarah. Stamakoy, weiss, this is not Nichol in the Isser. Dav Loisichonim, Dav Racher Nochabshad, Loisichonim means Loisit Lem Chaniyo Boretz. Do not give them a place to live in the land. So according to the first pshat, tichonim comes from the word chanan, lashon of chanan, to favor them. According to the second pshat, it's lashon of chana, to camp. So pshat is, it's also to allow an oiv de avodah zarah to live in Eretz Yisrael. But according to Rashi, a goy who renounces his idolatry, he's allowed to take up residence in Eretz Yisrael. Such a goy is called a ger toishav. According to the Ramban, a Ger Toshav has to formally accept all the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. That's the Machlokes Rashi in the Ramban. Weiter, Pasuk Gimel. V'lois ischatein bom. You shall not intermarry with them. Bitcho leisitein livnoi. You shall not give your daughter to his son. Uvitoi leisikach livnecha. And you shall not take his daughter for your son. Pasuk Dalid. Ki yosir es bincho me'acharai. Why? For he will turn your son away from following me, the Ribbono Shel Olam says. V'avdu Elohim Acherim, and then they're going to go worship the gods of others. That's the last thing I want. Don't intermarry with them, because the next step is the guy's he becomes an Oyved Avodah Zarah. Yichvil das nishzat Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chora'af Hashem bochem, and then Hashem's anger will flare up, will burn against you. V'shmitcho maher, and he will destroy you quickly. So Rashi, ki yoser Hashem esbincho me'achrei, it means he's going to turn your son away from following me. B'noy shel goy, the son of a goy, kishayisa's bitcha, when he's going to marry your daughter, yoser esbincho, will turn away your grandson, it means. Asher teled loy bitcha, from whom your daughter will give birth for him. Me'acharai, from following me. Lamadu, this teaches us, sheben bitcha, the son of your daughter, abo min agoy, who the father is a goy, your grandson, whose father is a goy, kari bincha, he's called your son. Avul ben bincha, but your son, abo min agoy, that comes from a non-Jewish woman, that his son was mazan with a non-Jewish woman, eina kari bincha, is not called your son, elo beno, it's called her son. It's not said agabi a goy's daughter leisikach. Do not take her as a wife. Kisaser as bincha meacharei, because she will turn away your son away from following me. Elo, what does it say? Kisaser as bincha, he will turn away your son away from me. So from there we learn out. The Gemara says in Yevamis that chav aleph chav gimel amid aleph, as well as in Kiddushin samach tes amid aleph, he will turn your son away. Is mashma that the pasuk's talking in a matzav where a goy father turns away a yiddish kid. So that we see this, that that comes out, the son of a Yiddish mother and a Goyish father is considered a Yid. So the pasuk cannot be said to be speaking about a Goyish father-in-law turning away his Jewish son-in-law, in which this case the pasuk wouldn't tell you the status of this of the children from this type of mixed marriage, because then the pasuk should have been more concerned with the wife's influence on the Yiddish son than with the father-in-law's. What's the difference? And she said she will turn you away, your son. So from the fact that it doesn't say all this, it means that your daughter who marries a guy, her son is a yid, kipshutei, the Gemara zokt, but your son who marries a shiksa, their son, his son, is a guy. Pasuk hei kim ko yisasu lehem, rather so shall you do to them. Mizbechai seyem titaitsu, their mizbechais, their mizbechas you shall break apart. Umatzei voisam tishaberu, and their pillars you shall smash, that they made for these matzevos. Vashareyem tegadeyu, and their trees that they hold are sacred, you shall cut down. Ufsileyem, and their carved out images for getchkas, tisra from ba'esh, you should burn in fire. So in other words, don't marry them, so you don't have a sheikis as a grandson. But faker, just smashed all the voidazor. Zot the voish rabbein from the banjlan. Zot vashim is vachaseyem shal binyan, which are constructed of different stones. Umatzevoseyem, this is a pillar, even echas, that's made out of one single stone. And so it's different lashon. It says titaitzu teshaberu ve'ashreim, and they're what so-called holy trees, ilonos shayvdimoyzim, the trees that they worship. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah v'mches amir aleph uvsileim tzlamim. What is that? That's their images. Psilim literally means their carvings. So Rashi tells you that doesn't mean all the carvings must be burned. It means tafka, specifically carved images. Their tzlamim, their images that are carved out. You gotta get rid of them. Pasuk vav. Ki am kodesh ato l'Hashem l'kecha, for you are in am kodesh, a holy people to Ribbono shel Olam l'kecha. V'cho bochar Hashem l'kecha li'as l'liam segula mikol ha'amim asher pleyo adama. The Banishim said, Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'cho bochar Hashem l'kecha li'as l'liam segula mikol ha'amim asher pleyo adama. The Ribbono shel Olam has chosen you to be for him a treasured people, an am segula, above all the people that are on the face of the earth. You know how lucky you are to be a yid. B'chol b'chor Hashem l'kecha li'as l'liam segula mikol ha'amim asher pnei adama. And how you're lucky it is to be a yid. No goy will ever be zeicha to this. Pasuk zayin loy mirubche mikol ha'amim. It's not because you're so numerous over all the goyim, all the people of the world. Choshek Hashem b'chem. Did Hashem desire you, vayifchar b'chem, and choose you? That's not the reason why, because you're so numerous. Ki atem hama'at mikolim fakir, because you are the least of all people. All people, you're se'echod amongst shivim ze'evim. Zakrashi le'mirubchem kipshutei. It's not because of your greatness. You have to understand it according to its pashup shat. U'midrashay, the Medrash says like this. Lefi she'enam tem magdilim atzmechem. Since you're not magdil yourself, kishani mashpil lechem teiva, when I bestow goodness upon you, lefichach, therefore chashakti b'chem. Therefore the Medrash says, that's why I desire you. That's why I want you. Shad is because you don't become a balgaiva when I give you good. I give you goodness and geshmak hazachin. Therefore, chashakti b'chem. The Medrash says, I desired you. Ki atem,
Ki atem hamaat, you are the least. So the Medrash says, hamaat imatzmechem. What does that mean? You belittle yourselves. Ke goin Avraham, like Avraham Avinu shomar. Vanoichi yofa ve'efer, I am just dust and ashes. Ke goin Moshe v'Aaron, like Moshe and Aaron shomar, who said, v'nachnu mo, and what are we? Loi ke Nevuchadnezzar, not like Nevuchadnezzar, this evil Russia. Shomar, he said, Adam ele Elyon, I am going to resemble the Supreme One. He says, I'm going to be like Yibonish Shalom. You state the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Yudalit. Pasuk Yudalit, Yudalit, Yudalit. Or Sancheriv, or like Sancheriv Sha'amar, he says, Mi bechol Elohei ba'arotzes, who among all the gods of all these lands? It says in Yeshaya. It says in Yeshaya Lamed Vov, Pasuk Chof. The whole Pasuk says, who among all these gods, the gods of these lands, were able to save their land from my hand? Sancheriv's boasting that Hashem should be able to save Yerushalayim from my hand. I'm the most powerful person. Or V'chiram, like Chiram Sha'amar, he says, Eloni, he says, I'm God. Let's straight to the point. He says, I'm God. Chiram. Right? Moshe Elohim Yashafti says, I sat on the throne of Hashem. He doesn't beat around the bush. Shaitan Yecheskel. Chavches. Pasik Beis. Then he says, straight. I'm God. Elohim Oni. No, straight to the point. Yeah? Yaakov Shemayni says, describes the throne, the Kisi, the throne room that Chiram had, he built, the Yalkut says. It's seven levels to resemble the seven heavens he had. He was not Balgaiva, not Stam. He was a Lamaisadik Balgaiva. He did something about it. Yeah, the guy says, Elohim Oni, Chiram wasn't Stam Elohim Oni. It's Halten Fagot. He made himself a room with seven levels to resemble the seven heavens, and the throne that he placed was on the seventh level. And he thought, Elohim Oni, Geendik, Ich bin Gott. That's it. No more. Moshe Elohim Yashafti, I sit on the throne of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Geendik. So the Ribbono says, you're not like that. Avraham Avinu, what does he say? You're Mamayit in Etzchem. Vanoichi Ofer Ve'efer. Moshe Ve'Aaron, what do they say? V'nachnu Mo, what are we? Mishnah V'chadetze, Adam Ala Elyon. Now I'm going to resemble the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sancheriv says, Nein. Mi b'chol Eliyahu Rotzeis, who's among all of them that didn't prevent me from destroying their land and save their lands from my hand, that Hashem could save Yerushalayim from my hand? Anocha Balgaiva. And then Chirim taps them all off. He says that it's straight to the point. Nishta damal elyoin, not mi b'chol elyoin. He's got Elohim oni, gendik nekuda, ich min God. I'm God. Moshe v'Elohim yashafti. I made myself seven levels over here. I put my throne on the top. Ich bin God. Gendik nekuda. Period. Nothing to talk about. V'Enshem showed him Shemayin Mal. He threw him down from all seven Dalton to Shevin Medur Gehenim. Show him that who's the real God. Al upon him, you, Ribbono Shel Olam, says, Amematim, ki atem ama'at. So Drashi, beautiful, from the Medrash. You belittle yourselves like Avraham from Avinu says, for all I am is I'm but ashes. I'm dust and ashes. What are we? Not these Mishagoyim, the Rishoyim, the Vuchadnetzar, Sancheriv, and Chiram. The word ki over here functions in the lashon of because. Because. Pasuk ches, ki me'ahavas Hashem eschem. Rather, out of Hashem's love for you, umishamra yesashvua, and out of his observing the shvua, the oath, asher nishbala v'seichem, that he swore to your avos, hoitzi Hashem eschem biyot chazaka. That's what Hashem took you out with a strong hand. Vayiftecha mibeis avodim, and he redeemed you from the house of avodim, the house of slaves. You have a musik abayse what the house of slaves was, what we discussed in Pechom Shemais over there. Miyat Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. Not only that, it was from Miyat Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, from the hand of Paroi, king of Egypt, which was even worse. If it was Beis Avodim, it would have been bad. But lest it had a nice king, maybe it wouldn't have been so bad. Nein, it was Beis Avodim, but Miyat Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. Paroi is the most gefarlich king. He was in charge of the land. Brings us up to Maftir. Pasuk Tez, V'yadata. Zdar Rashido. Yes. Kimi'avas Hashem Yeshekoyach. Rather, out of Hashem's love, arei, it says ki meshamesh b'loshen elo. Here, the word ki functions as a loshen rather. So it means loy mirupchem choshek Hashem b'chem. Not because of your numerousness did Ribbono Shel Olam desire you. Elo mi'avas Hashem eschem. Rather, out of Hashem's love for you, that's what He desired you. Mishamrei es hashvua, and out of observing the shvua, machmas shamrei es hashvua, because of Ribbono Shel Olam observing His shvua. That's why, that he made to his office, that's why he took you out of the base of Vodim Miyad Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. Pasuk Tes, my maftir v'yodato, you must know, ki Hashem Leikecha hu Elokim, that Hashem Leikecha is the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the God. Hakeil HaNemon, He's the faithful Ribbono Shel Olam. Shoymer HaBris V'HaChesed, who safeguards the bris, the covenant, and the chesed, which means the kindness, for all those people la'oyavav who love him, u'l'shayrei mitzvayisav, and for those who observe his mitzvahs, la'elef dor, for 1,000 doyrus, for 1,000 generations. Zakrashi la'elef dor, la'alonu oimer, it says v'aytu la'alofim. Before, la'alon means before, in Perikei Pasuk Yud, it says for thousands, lashon rabim. So how do you answer up the stira? Khan over here, Pshadis, it's talking about Shusamach Eitzel Hashemir Mitzvayisav, where it's next to it says those who observe his mitzvahs. Ha'oysin Meirah, those are the people that do it out of fear. Hu'oymer, it says La'elef for 1,000, La'alon, but above Shusamach Eitzel Oyavoy, where it's next to the, what says the ones who love me, Ha'oysin Me'ava, those are the people that act out of Ava. Shescharim Yoysa Gadol, because their reward is much greater if you do it out of Ava. Hu'oymer, that's why it says La'alofim for 1,000, because it's different. Madregas in Avodas Hashem. You could do it out of Yiras Shemayim or out of Avas Hashem. Yiras is a much lower Madrega, which is Yiras different. In Yiras Gufa, there's Yiras Ha'oinish and Yiras Ha'roimimus. The Rambam says Yiras Ha'oinish is the Yiras that's for Ketanim and Noshim. Noshim and Ketanim have that Yiras. The Pashas are going to get afraid. But then there's Yiras Ha'roimimus. You know, the Rebbeinu Shlom's Ha'roimimus, the greatness of Rebbeinu Shlom's exaltedness. And then there's someone that's in a higher Darga, he does it out of Avo. Oisin Me'avo. Lo Yavo, for those. So the one that are oisim av is scharam yosig. God actually says who aimer says la'alofim for thousands. La'oyavav, for those who love him, elu oisim av. These are the ones that do act out of av for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The shomer mitzvosav elu oisim yir. Those are the ones that do it out of fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why is he shomer mitzvos? He comes to shacharis in the morning to tefillah in the morning. Why? Because he pushed to zir shemayim. Maybe he's afraid he's going to get onchim. But then there's a much higher darga. You come to tefillah in the morning because no, Avas Hashem, you come up with Avar Rabba Avtonu. You bunch them, you love us. Meila, that's La'oyavav. And then the other madrega, L'shomer Mitzvayisav. But La'oyavav we see is mentioned first in the pasuk because it's a higher darga out of Ava. And Shomer Mitzvayisav, that's out of Yira, that's a lower darga. But it's also a darga nonetheless. Pasuk Yod, U'mishalim L'soyinov Elponov, Lihavidoi. And the Ribbono Shel Olam repays each of those who hate him to his face. To make him perish. Lavide pashas, to make the guy perish. Lo ya'acher l'soinoi el ponov yishalim loy. The Rebbeinu Shalom will not delay for the one who hates him. Lo ya'acher l'soinoi. The Rebbeinu Shalom will not delay for one who hates him. El ponov yishalim loy. To his face, the Rebbeinu Shalom will repay him. And straight in his face, he's going to get it. So Rashi. And he repays each of those who hate him to his face. This means b'chayiv in his lifetime, mishalim lo, he pays him back. Gemulay atoiv, that's what's good for him to come. Meaning, whatever's coming to him for the good that he did in his life, he gets. In oylam hazeh, kedei lavidoi min oylam haba, to make him perish from oylam haba. In the world to come, the Tag Mi'onison says gonish, he's not going to get anything. That's why you see a Musa from tzaddik v'ra'aloi v'rasha v'toivli. Why does the Rosh have so gishmak in this world? Al gishmakai, the mamish, it goes so easy for him. He waits for a bus, it comes. He doesn't even have to wait. And if he doesn't, and that's the day that when his car is broken down, one of his four cars. Because he has a car, he has such a gishmak oylam hazeh, right? Why is he so much? Beautiful house. No nachas, from his children, said. But he is parnasa berevach. Al kol tuv, everything in the world, oylam hazeh he has, right? Why? Panchim says, because next world, I don't want to look at him. To make him perish from Oilma Bo. That's a rush of a Raloi. Tzadik v'toivlo is Andershmus. Tzadik v'rali. That's a rush of a Toivlo. Pasuk Yud Aleph. And with that, we complete Parshas Voschanon. Vishomarto. Esa mitzvah. You shall observe the mitzvahs. That's the commandments of the Torah. Vesa chukim and the chukim. Vesa mishpatim and the mishpatim. Asher anoichi mitzavecho hayoyim, that I command you today, la'asoysam, to do them, to perform them. Zot Rashi hayoyim la'asoysam, ulimochar li'olam habo litol scharon. In this world, you have to do the mitzvahs, but in the world to come, that's when you will get the reward for them. Zot state in the Gemara where? A Gemara in Erevin, davchav beizam and aleph. It's poshet that the mitzvahs have to be performed. They have to do the mitzvahs. So l'chayr, it's extra to say l'asoysam, that you're going to perform them. It's superfluous. Why do you got to mention it? Teretz says that it goes together with today. Hayoyim l'asoysam. What's the pshat? That the only that sees on mitzvahs, which takes place today, then their schar is l'mocher. That you'll get the schar for them, l'mocher. L'mocher l'kabel schar. Yoyim l'asoysam, l'mocher l'kabel schar. We just want to fear ois with the Rabbeinu B'chayo. The Rabbeinu Chai speaks out. אשר נויכי מצווך היום לעשויס. לעשויס עם דור של חזל, היום לעשויסם, ולא היום ליטל סחורם. Today you have to do them, but not today will you get the schar. היום לעשויסם, today you have to do them, ולא היום למוחה לעשויסם, and not tomorrow. You got to do them today. This is mocha, you know, I'm going to procrastinate tomorrow. I'm going to do it. Today. והכוונה, what's the pshat? כי העולם הזה זמן המעשה. This world is זמן המעשה. It's the time of doing. ולא זמן השכר. It's not the time of reward. והעולם הבא, but העולם הבא, זמן השכר ולא זמן המעשה. That's when you get repayment. You get paid for it. You get rewarded, but that's not the time you can do it anymore. Then you can't move. You're still. That's pshat. ונסעתי למהלכם בין העולם דמעילה, says Malachi. That you want mahalchim bein oim v'leila, because in this world you're mahalach, a person's constantly going. He could still copyright mitzvahs. In the next world he's an oimid, he's still, he's stiff, he doesn't do anything. But that's what the Rebbeinu Mechai is saying. Ha'olam abo z'man ha'schar v'lo z'man ha'mais, where's ha'olam azeh z'man ha'mais v'lo z'man ha'schar. V'husha rabba shleim ha'lo v'sholim, shleim ha'melech says in Kehelis, Tes, ki ein ma'is v'chesh ben v'das v'chochma b'sho'il asherat ha'olich shama. Yir tzolim, what does he mean to say? After he dies, if he wants to do a mitzvah and to be mashlim what he was missing over here, let's say he wants to settle his bank accounts. He has a few bounce checks and he wants to work it out. He has too much money in his account and he wants to get rid of some. Not so popular, not so shchich, yeah? Okay, for other asak min aguf. So, ein zebiyodes, in the next world it's too late. Because in that day already it's avdu eshtenoisav v'cholu cheshbenoisav. It's ended. It's history. It's finished. Ve'ein loy voice is man ma'isav v'cheshbon klal. He doesn't at that time have a ma'isav v'cheshbon at all. V'loy das v'chochma loy tziel apoyel. Not only that, he doesn't have das and chochma either. Okay, yesh l'chol lasa is kol atoiv. Therefore, do all the good shetucha bo'ilam hazeh. All the good that you could do it in this world. Bo'oy chiyesh l'koyach rishus lasa. Well, you still have the koyach and you have the rishus to do it. Zeu sha'omar, that's what it says, b'tchilas ha'kosuv, koi lasha timtza yodcha lasois, b'koichacha asei. Beginning in the passage says, whatever you can find in your koyach, in your hand, to do, do it. Koi dushi yeschacha zman, hazeh, asei, kol toiv. Before you're missing the zman to do it, then do the kol toiv. Shetucha bo'oichat b'koichacha, while you still have your koyach. V'nei zeh yischai v'odam l'shtadl b'mitzvah b'oilam hazeh, shu oilam ha'mayz, a person has been m'shtadl. In mitzvahs in this world, because that's the oilam ha'maisa. V'loy oilam ha'gemol. It's not the oilam that you get schar for it. K'dei sheyitl scharoi b'oilam ha'bo. He's going to get a schar in oilam ha'bo. Shu oilam ha'gemol. That's where the Rebbeinu Shlom pays back. V'loy oilam ha'maisa. That already is a different world. It's not the oilam ha'maisa. This is the world of the oilam ha'siya. K'moy shudorshu chazal. Misha torach b'erev Shabbos. Yoichel b'Shabbos. Misha loy torach. Mehechan u'oichel. Someone was not tereach on erev Shabbos. Where is he going to eat from? We are commanded to be zor in a mitzvah kala, just like in a mitzvah chamura. You don't know the value of the reward of a mitzvah. Which mitzvah you get a lot of schar for, and which mitzvah you get a little bit of schar for. So you got to do all of them. V'hushet dor shechazal levizor b'mitzvah kala kevimitzvah chamura. She'ein ati yedei matan schar in shal mitzvahs. Lefichach, therefore, yesh lelizor. Person has to be careful. Shelo yishkoi la mitzvahs lefi abom machshavte. Don't judge up the mitzvahs and measure the mitzvahs lefi your havanah, the way you understand it. Loimar anich mitzvahzu b'vneizu. You know, I'm going to stop doing this mitzvah. I'm going to do the other mitzvah. Sherei darkia mitzvahs v'yadiyas aschar shalahem niftzorim heim v'nizgovim midas abrius. People don't know. It's way above us, the schar, and it's hidden from us, the schar of each mitzvah. Our seichel will live 100 years, will never be masik the schar of mitzvahs. Do the mitzvahs, not stop doing that season of mitzvahs. Take a geschmack, enjoy them. Do it b'simcha. That's what David HaMelech says in Tilim Kuf Yutes. V'derech ei deisecho sasti, ki al kol hoin, v'chukoisecho eshtasho loy eshkach devarecho. He says, v'derech ei deisecho, I rejoiced. It was a lui leiseroscho shashua, a lesson that it was so geschmack, ki al kol hoin, like the biggest treasure, the biggest wealth in the world. But he says, sasti, I was so rejoicing. Right? V'chukoisecho eshtasho, I spoke about your chukim le'eshkech tverecha. I'm not going to forget your words. But that's the Indian you're supposed to. Rabbeinu Chaya fears also over at the end of Parshas Eschanan that you have to be mishtasheya in the mitzvahs and do them b'simcha. And with that, Rabbi Yisrael, we finish Parshas Vo Eschanan.